so the curtain comes down on a thoroughly memorable 2016. Do you sometimes pinch yourself and think what the last 12 months have brought?
Yeah, look, we're in a lucky position there. We're very competitive, and it's been another good year. But I'm afraid in this industry, greed is good, and we always want more, you know. But that's the way it works, you know.
And the great thing is, you've been your chop trainer again at York, which I know matters. But you've conquered the French. You know, the barriers of Team Fire, you've been stretched far and wide.
Yeah, probably on a bigger scale. We've been more successful. A Group 1 winner in France. We've had a Group 3 winner listed, a couple of listed winners there. So, look, it's been a good season. It's been solid, you know.
How easy is it to man the ship? Because, as you say, you have runners everywhere before 4 or 5 meetings sometime on a Saturday. What's it like in mission control?
To be honest, I'm extremely lucky. I've got a great background of good staff. Robin, assistant, Jess McLaren, assistant. Look, the place runs itself. I just maybe push an odd button here and there, but you know, everybody knows what to do. As I said earlier there, it sounds like a big operation, but it's run well by, not by me personally, by the staff, and a huge gratitude goes to all of them.
In 2017, what is the target? Somehow to beat 2016?
Yeah, I mean, in theory, we've trained a lot of winners this year, but we'd had a record-breaking year the year before, and we'd a lot of badly handicapped horses. The system doesn't bode you to win. We've sort of, I think with 3 or 4 of them, won 4 or 5 races apiece there last year, and they haven't won this year. Look, there's a restructure in the re-handicaps. They've had a bad season this year, so I'm hoping to break all records next year now. We're quite positive and looking forward to it, you know.
With a squad headed by Ribchester, who did you proud, and of course, great day that was in France, unless you were French.
Yeah, the French didn't really take to it very well. Well, they couldn't speak English, or they didn't want to speak to me, but they couldn't speak English. But look, I'm happy with him, and he's a horse I'm really looking forward to this year.
And Queen Kindly, I presume, not wishing to put an actual race on it, do we look at a 1,000 guineas trial somewhere and take it from there?
Yeah, we've got to go there. She's a Group 2 winner, which makes it tougher early season. But we'll try her on one of the trials and see if she's going to stay. But just hand on heart, I'm not sure she will. But she's got a great mind, and maybe she will, so we'll give her a go anyway.
She, of course, won you a lather. I know the great thing for you, Richard, is not only have you had these winners all over the place, but the winners in your own backyard at York and places close to home, they matter.
Yeah, especially York, Doncaster. Well, there's 9 tracks within an hour from us, the Yorkshire tracks. To train 79 winners there and on the 9 tracks is fantastic. And look, great work by the team, and hopefully it continues.
Do you ever switch that mobile phone off? Can you actually ever switch off?
I've taken 3 calls today at the dinner, so no. I've had 12 calls through, but I took 3 that probably I felt were more important than the other 9, you know.